What's up, good people? I want to share with you some things I've learned from a few books, Essentialism, Ultimate Sales Machine, and a few other books that talk about time management, but they offer insight that I think is worth sharing with you. I haven't done all this stuff. I'm not going to even cap and tell you that I have actually implemented this, but I do think they are daily questions, and you can take probably one of them to see how it can make you more efficient and essentialist in your time. And I guess essentialism, you can define that as the disciplined pursuit of less. And even in basketball training, like I usually say, less is best to a lot of the trainees who try to do too much, like I used to do when I was on the court. And I think in our daily lives, we can use that to be more effective and productive. So here are those daily questions. One, and there are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them that I'm going to share. First one, if this was the only thing I accomplished today, would I be okay with what I accomplished? And I also forgot to mention the 4-hour work week with Tim Ferriss. So that has gone into this list as well. Those are the books I think I really got these questions from and kind of compiled them, aggregated them to mix and match some of these questions. Two, what will I say no to today? That is an essentialist question right there. What will I say no to today? Three, is this decision a heaven yes? So I changed hell for heaven. Is it a heaven yes? Meaning, like, if you had a criteria for it, three different pieces of criteria, does it pass all three? And is it a absolutely undisputed yes towards that activity, that task, that project? Another one, what is the obstacle constraint that is holding me back from achieving what's important? And this one kind of got from throughput accounting and the constraint-based approach to making sure that you find that the obstacle is the way, and minimizing that constraint, that obstacle can help you to focus on what's most important and be most productive. I do like that one. What's the obstacle constraint that is holding me back from achieving what's important? The next one, five. If I only had 2 hours to work this week, what would I work on? A definite Tim Ferriss 4-hour work week question. I really like this one too. And it's another idea of constraints too, right? Like you minimize the work time allotted and you start to work on the things that are most important for you there, or most productive, I should say. Six, should I apply the reverse pilot test? And the reverse pilot test, if I can explain it, is basically if you just stop doing something and didn't say a word about it, would anybody else mention it? Would anybody else ask for it? Would anybody else make a comment on it? And if they don't, then it may not have been as important as you had made it initially. So that is the reverse pilot test. And I've done that with a few things and realized, nobody really cared. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody even noticed. And if they noticed, they didn't notice or care enough to mention it. Last one, do I need to reset my calendar with a zero-based time budget? And time budget basically is like the zero base is basically starting with a clean slate, nothing on your calendar, and then planning events on the calendar until there's nothing left. Like, and I'm not anal about this. I don't go to like plan sleep. Like maybe I should, but like my calendar is full from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., but nothing really after that. A few things. There's a routine that I do go through, but the zero-based time budget definitely is important to make sure every hour is allocated for throughout the day. So those are those daily questions that I think are worth asking. I do ask myself at least one of these on a daily basis. I think asking all of them might be OD and might be counterproductive. So hopefully one of those questions helps you out. We'll put these in the show notes. If this was the only thing I accomplished today, would I be okay with what I accomplished? One. Two, what will I say no to today? Number three, is this decision a heaven yes? Number four, what is the obstacle or constraint that is holding me back from achieving what's important? Five, if I only had 2 hours to work this week, what would I work on? Six, should I apply the reverse pilot test? Seven, do I need to reset my calendar with a zero-based time budget? Time budgets are slept on. Hopefully one of these questions helps you out, and I'll talk to you guys on the next one.
Yo, hope hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.